Book of Luke, chapter 16. We are thankful to be here again. We're certainly glad to have some visitors with us. Brother and sister-in-law, we're certainly glad they're coming to spend some time with us. It's good to have them here. Others as well. Glad we all could be here together. I trust you've had a good Thanksgiving. I know we have. You stop and reflect on God's goodness. And we certainly have all been blessed. I know some of us maybe been blessed in ways others have not. You think about, you know, thoughts of family, and some may say, well, I don't have that family that you're talking about, or maybe even you've got a nice house. I don't have a house. I talk to someone that is homeless, and they say, well, I don't have a house, you know, so I don't have that to be thankful for. If you stop and consider, you know, we're breathing. We have our health. We have our strength, you know, so we can always look and see where God has blessed us, and if you're saved, I'm going to tell you what, we've already got victory in Jesus. We're just waiting on the grand prize. That's all it is. We've got victory in Jesus. If you're not saved, I trust you'll listen to the message this morning, because I want you to be saved and God wants you to be saved. So I'm going to just ask you the question, are you saved? Are you saved? If you are, who told you you're saved? Because that's important. Jesus asked a question or spoke to some Pharisees, and he said, search the scriptures, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So Jesus said, if you've got salvation, you need to confirm it by scripture. You don't confirm it by feeling, you confirm it by scripture. Now, when you got saved, I know you had a feeling, and I did too. There's peace that comes with salvation when God lifts that burden. But we confirm our salvation by Scripture. God's Holy Spirit speaks to our heart, convicts us, and shows us we're lost. And then through the Word of God, we believe. And whenever we have believed, and we've believed according to God's Word, that it is then we have proof that we are saved. Not only that, we have the witness within us that tells us that we're saved. But that witness really is as good as God's Word, because God's Word is what told us and confirms that. So, if we have something else, then what do you have to confirm salvation by? Oh, that's what this Word is. Jesus is the Word. And so our salvation should be through Christ alone. Luke 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded that one rose from the dead. Now I ask you this morning, are you saved? It's very important that we are saved. Very important, because whenever we die, the Bible says, man goeth to his long home. Our long home, we go to spend eternity somewhere. Now, hell is, you know, is certainly for a time, and then there's the judgment, and then cast into a lake of fire. Hell and all those that would be lost be cast into a lake of fire. So it goes from bad to worse. It does not get better. It goes from bad to worse. But God's holy word warns us of a place called hell, a place of flames, a place of immediate regret and torment. Brother Matt, the Bible says here that when the man opened his eyes, when he lifted his eyes in hell, he was in torment, in flames. And so we see that it is a place that is isolated and it's apart from mercy. He cried out for mercy. There was no mercy to be had here in hell. There was no way, even Abraham, in Abraham's bosom, Abraham, he was speaking to the man in hell, and he said, there's just no way for me to show you any mercy. There's a great gulf has been fixed, so I could not do that, and you could not come to me. And so we understand that this is a place where there's no mercy. So when you look to God, somebody says, well, God is love, and I don't believe that my God would allow somebody to go to a place like this. That's somebody looking past the Word of God, trying to apply their feelings where they really do not fit. Because God's Word says that this place exists. It says that that's where this man went. And once he got there, there was no mercy. So if you're looking for mercy, look to the cross. That's where you find mercy. You look to where God gave His Son to die so that you don't have to go there. That's where mercy is found. Mercy is in God allowing us to live, allowing us long suffering that we might hear the gospel and that we could be saved. We would be willing to trust Him. So this morning, I got really three questions that I want us to think about. First of all, how did the rich man end up here? Second of all, who else can end up here? And lastly, how can it be avoided? I think that's three important questions we need to look at this morning. First of all, this rich man shows us that he understands something about hell prevention. He understands how it could have been prevented for him. He understood salvation. Now, if we didn't have verse 27 through verse 31, you would think it was because of works. Because the Bible said that while they lived this life, the rich man fared sumptuously. He had good things. And Lazarus, he had just a bad time. There he is begging at the rich man's gate. And the beggar didn't give to him. So you'd say, well, that's because he was a mean man. That's why he ended up there. But that's not the explanation that the rich man gave, and it's not the one that Moses, as they would talk back and forth, they discussed how it might be that one would be saved. So we see that as the request he made for his brothers. That shows us a lot. It shows us that he too could have been convicted or was convicted while he was here on this earth. Because he said, why don't you let Lazarus go back and give testimony to them. Let him go back and preach to them. Let him go back and tell them not to come into this awful place. In other words, Father Abraham, if you would allow Lazarus to come back from the dead, go to my five brothers and preach a message to them so that they would hear that message and it would be coming from someone in a miraculous way. He would be risen from the dead, and whenever he preached to them, they would believe. They would believe. They would repent, is how he worded. They would repent so that they wouldn't come into this awful place. So he shows us that he understood what conviction was. Those men need to be convicted. He shows us that he understood repentance, verse 30, repent, they need to repent. And then he shows us he understands the value of the testimony, value of a Christian man going and preaching or going and telling them about Christ. And lastly, he understood they must be persuaded. That's the word I want you to get. Abraham said, if they will not receive Moses and the prophets, in other words, the Bible, at least the Bible that they had, the Old Testament, if they will not have the Old Testament, which point someone to Christ. Remember what the law is? Law is a schoolmaster that brings us to grace. Remember the prophets? They prophesied of who? They prophesied of Jesus. And so he's saying if they are not going to believe the Bible, then they're not going to believe something that might happen in a miraculous way. And there's plenty of evidence throughout Scripture that was the case. People were healed. There was a Lazarus that was raised from the dead. Still, people would not believe. Jesus died on the cross. The rocks rent. People still did not believe. He rose the third day. All those soldiers, they fell down like dead men. They went to tell those Pharisees and different ones what had happened. They said, well, we'll give you some money to cover that up. Some are just not willing to believe. So he said, they have the Word of God, and that's all they're going to get. They're going to get the Word of God. And if they want to believe, they can believe. So the rich man, he lifted his eye in hell, in torments and flames, because he did not repent and because he did not believe in Jesus. Okay, so if he lifted his eyes in hell, and if his brothers were in danger of going to hell, who else can find himself there? Well, the answer is all of us could or will. All of us could or will. You know, we could have. You know, God convicted my heart. And he showed me, that's where I was headed. And I said, Brother Brad, I don't like this message. I don't like to hear about hell. The truth shall set you free. A lie will lift your eyes in hell. So it don't matter what we like, what we dislike. What we need to hear is God's Word. We need to hear the truth. And there was a time in my life where God convicted my heart. In other words, He opened my eyes. I understood the difference between right and wrong. God showed me what was good and what was evil. And He showed me in my heart that I was a sinner. He showed me I was headed there to hell. Brother Joey, I could see myself going there. And that's not, you say, well, that's just, you know, that's just some crazy ideal. That's some fairy tale fear that you have. No, that was the conviction of Almighty God through His Word. I was preached to. Brother Richard, I had preachers that would preach the truth, and God's Word convicted my heart, and I opened my eyes and realized that's where I'm headed. And so it wasn't just a crazy idea. It wasn't just some fairy tale fear that I had. It was God, according to His Word. Now you say, well, maybe that's just a fairy tale here. Well, if that's what you believe, it'd be hard to help that until you come to accept God's Word as being true. But I believe with all my heart God's Word is true. And that's why I'm here today. With all this in me is, I am here to preach the gospel to you that are here at Clear Branch. That's my burden. I want you to hear the truth. So it was real conviction brought about by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. I go through Scripture. The Bible says all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. Every one of us. It don't matter how good you are. It don't matter how bad you are. All of us really have been placed in one big pile. We are all sinners. The Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. That's without Christ. Our righteousness is really not worth that much. Filthy rags. And so he says all we like sheep have gone astray. Every one of us have. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. That's what the Bible tells us. The Bible says Christ came to save sinners, and I was convicted of sin, and so I needed to be saved. How about you? Where do you stand this morning? You either once was a sinner and you trusted Christ, or you sat here this morning and you still need to trust Christ. So every person, because of our Adamic nature, we'll have to do something with Jesus, every one of us. Because we are born sinners. Because nobody has to tell us what sin is. It's in our nature. You do not have to convince a child to lie. It's in their nature. You don't have to convince a child to mistreat someone, to be selfish. It's in our nature. You don't have to teach them wrath. It's in their nature. You can watch their face turn red and throw a fit. Boy, it's in their nature. Does that mean they're sinners? No, God's got them safe. That's what conviction is. There comes a time in our life where God brings us to a knowledge of good and evil. And when He does that, He opens our eyes and we see ourselves as what we are. Sinners. And so, we see ourselves in need of a Savior. It leaves us vulnerable. Boy, whenever you realize that you're not saved, it leaves you vulnerable, and nobody likes that. I didn't like it. Brother Mike, it scared me to death. I don't like being vulnerable. Boy, if I die right now, I'd go to hell. Boy, that scared me to death. I'm glad it didn't, though. Abraham told the rich man that his brothers needed to believe the Bible way of salvation. To repent and be persuaded by the law and the prophets, and all that points to Christ. So let him know they need to trust Jesus just like everybody else. They need to trust Jesus. All right, look at John chapter 3. John chapter 3, let's look at verse 17. We're going to take this kind of in a reverse order. Verse 17, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. You may say, Brother Brad, you're trying to preach us into condemnation. You're telling us we're no good. When you preach Jesus, you're trying to condemn us. No, listen, God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn the world. He says, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. What's that tell us there? The world needs to be saved. Not just some. Not just one or two. Not just God's got these over here going to be saved and these over here going to stay lost. He says that the world through Him might be saved. Verse 18, he that believeth on Him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Either God's word is true or it's not. I'm not asking you here today to believe what I say because I say it. Matter of fact, if that's all you have, that's not much count. I'm just a man. I make mistakes. Y'all know me now. I live in your neighborhood. You see, I make mistakes. I do. I'm just a man. I'm not trying to. That's not a loophole. I'm just human. These young people come to my house and they see me. I'm human. I make mistakes. So you don't believe things just because I say it. But now the Word of God is something different. If the Word of God says it, let God be truth and every man a liar. What does God's Word say here? Either it's true or it's not. Either the world is saved through Christ or it's not. According to God's Word, mankind is condemned and they are condemned already because Adam fell, because we are born into sin. The only thing is God has to convict the heart. He opens the eyes of someone and shows them, you've been a sinner all your life. You were born into sin. And not only that, each and every one of us sin of our own free will. It sets us up. So the choice is before us. That choice is before the world to repent and trust Jesus. That's a universal call. Jesus said, I'll draw all men. He does. Jesus draws everybody. That conviction is upon all hearts. Question is, what are we going to do with it? Now, This morning, you need to understand, man, listen to me. You need to understand, you are condemned in sin. Woman, you are condemned in sin. All who come to the knowledge of sin, they are condemned. And all sinners potentially lift their eyes in hell. All of them. That sounds gloomy. Sound like, oh, there's no hope then. We're all born sinners. We're all condemned already. We're all filthy. We're all no good. We can't work ourselves to heaven. Oh, that sounds so gloomy. But look at verse 16. I know you know it, but let's read it anyway. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Salvation. I asked you this morning, are you saved? Somebody said, yes, sir, I'm saved, absolutely. Trusted Jesus. You can go back and give me your testimony. You can go back to where you trusted Christ as your Savior. That witness in you takes you back. The moment you hear that question, are you saved? God's witness takes you back to a time where you trusted Christ as your Savior. And there may be somebody here that you don't have that. This morning, what are you going to do with it? You got to do something with Christ. Jesus hung on the cross for me. He bled and died for me. He rose the third day as my victorious Savior. And He did the same thing for you. He did the same thing for each and every one of us. He did the same thing for all the other people out here in this world. He did the same thing for them. When God convicted me of sin, I believed in Jesus, my Savior. Just a young boy, been to revival service, made it about halfway through the week. Brother Everett Broom preaching the message. I went, I heard the message, don't even remember what was preached. I remember going home, safe, mama's house, daddy's house. Nothing can touch me there. Mom and daddy's, you know, they got things. They got this. I go to sleep. I didn't have a problem sleeping. I was safe. But I lay down in my bed that night, and all of a sudden, God opened my eyes. I realized I'm the one they've been preaching about. I am the sinner. I'm the one that's in danger of going to hell. You know what I did? I turned to Christ for mercy. I don't remember all the words I said that night. Buddy, I don't. I've tried to go back, and I was a young man. I don't remember all the words I said. That's not important. Because one thing I do know is I believe Jesus is my Savior. That's what's important. Because whenever I trusted Him, He saved me. I'm going to paradise because of Jesus. Will you believe in Jesus this morning? Will you make preparation for your long home this morning? Will you let Jesus secure your reservation in heaven? Look at verse 18. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Last verse.